can people get in touch with you? How can they reach your website? And how can they stay in touch with you and help your work?
www.harriscope, it's a play on the word heresy and scope.com, and there's a web, there's an email address right there on the website, and you can contact me.
Okay, this is Constance Cumby. You've been listening to My Perspective. We will be back on, God willing, Friday afternoon, 5 Eastern Time, 2 Pacific Time. Thank you for joining us.
Summertime. Kids are out of school, the vacation has been planned, and yeah, it's time to get a travel Berkey purifier. This portable stainless steel system removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, foul tastes, and odors, and it reduces heavy metals such as lead and mercury. This system purifies water, even raw, untreated pond and lake water, and makes delicious, crystal clear drinking water. In fact, it is so powerful it can remove microscopic food coloring particles from water. Its compact size makes it ideal for travel, as well as for RVs and pleasure craft, and it's a must during local or national emergencies when drinking water may not be available.
Get the compact travel Berkey purifier for only $204.
Go to themicroeffect.com and click on Berkey water filters.
Mention that you heard about it on the Micro Effect and get the accessory base, a $29 value, absolutely free.
That's themicroeffect.com and click on Berkey water.
States because of attempts on his life. But Barry, of course, is going to bring us up to date on some of the new issues. For those of you who do not know about his work on the assassination of Rabin, who was the premier of Israel back, I think, about 1995, and there's no question that it was a government hit, it was a government cover-up, and then all the machinations of things that have followed since then. And in fact, in Israel, why it is widely acknowledged that about at least 50% of the religious Jews over there believe Barry Shamish is absolutely right, and that is the fact that the Prime Minister of Israel was actually killed as part of a government operation. Well, with that as the background, Barry, where are we going today?
We went last night.
All right, well, we'll just go over it the same thing we
yes.
did last night.
We'll start with Carter's visit to the Middle East. President Jimmy Carter of the Council on Foreign Relations visited Israel 2 days ago, where he was royally snubbed. Olmert and Livni, Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni, of course, would not meet with him because he was going to quit Israel and somehow fly to Damascus. I assume it was not a direct flight from Tel Aviv, and meet with the head of Hamas, Khaled Mashal, which kicked off most Israelis, but not all, because Shimon Peres met with him, and why shouldn't he? Carter put him in the peace mafia. He got him a brand-new business with the signing of the Sinai Agreement. Peres went into action to turn to his advantage and everyone else's disadvantage. And there's one other name that I can't figure out. Avigdor Lieberman, who's the head of the second biggest right-wing party in Israel, met with Carter, and nobody can figure out what that's all about, even though he is, of course, predictably under police investigation for graft. I doubt that that's why he's meeting with Carter. But the issue of Khaled Mashal is not a small issue, and it's got a very good historical background. Khaled Mashal was situated in Jordan. He's now in Damascus to supposedly for his safety. But in 1998, then Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordered him killed. And this was an amazing operation. Again, in Israel, this is news, and everyone knows it. In America, you've got your own problems. Nobody knows it. But the Mossad hit squad got to Mashal in Amman and injected him with some sort of poison. He went into a comatose state immediately. But the hit squad was caught. Oh, I hear the music. That's a good way to end. The Mossad was caught in Jordan in 98, and we'll go on from there.
But I think for our listeners, Amman, of course, Amman is Jordan. The Mossad does not have a right to go over and kill somebody in Jordan. They got caught. The question is, how did they get caught? Because the Mossad is a pretty slick organization. Somebody had to have exposed, of course, that they were there to kill this terrorist.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I had the best experience with it was a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years. And so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 15 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course, Barry is going to go into the background of this Mossad team, the hit team that, of course, had been sent to Jordan to kill the terrorist, and they got caught. They'd injected him with something, they'd put him into a coma, and somehow, by some way, somebody had informed the Jordanian police about the Mossad hit squad, and they were apprehended. So the question comes up is, what's going to happen to the terrorist, number one? And secondly, who was it, of course, who put the finger on the Mossad hit squad and let the Jordanian police know what was going on? So you pick up the story there, Barry.
Well, what happened is that Israel was highly embarrassed, and Jordan cut a deal with Netanyahu that if they provide the antidote, in time to save Mashal, they'll release the hit squad back to Israel. Within a day, the antidote was in Jordan, and Mashal survived, and the hit squad went back to Israel. Now, you have to wonder what kind of poison's got an antidote, but that's what happened. Now, the question, of course, is how the Mossad got caught. It's only the second time they've been caught. In 72, I believe, in Lillehammer, Norway, Mossad killed a Moroccan waiter thinking he was an Olympic terrorist, one of the Munich Olympic terrorists, and they got caught. That was the only other time I can recall. So you have to ask the big question, who tipped off the Jordanians? And once again, it's always the same crook. Leader of the opposition was Shimon Peres. Netanyahu came to power by blackmailing him. And now I'm going to tell you a personal story, and it's a pretty good one. Let's start with my lecture at Hebrew University. I was supposed to talk about Rabin. It was, I believe, April 3rd of 1997. And the Shabak, which is the Internal Secret Service, arranged such a riot. I mean, they threw an old lady through a plate glass window, and there were about 150 students came to hear me, and maybe five Shabak agents, but they turned it into a chaos. And good for them, they made me an instant celebrity in Israel. I was front page news for a week. First item on television news, and at last the public was hearing about the Rabin conspiracy. So it backfired. They thought they were could embarrass me. It turns out I was very good with the media, and a few people believed me, and they wrote articles, and it was a terrible maneuver by the Shabak. Now, the next day, after the riots were, as I said, front page news, giant headlines, my picture in every newspaper in Israel, I get a phone call from someone who identifies himself as Yaakov Mor. And he had a very pleasant voice, and he said, look, I won't kid you, I was once a member of the service, he called it, Hashirut, which means the Shabak. And he said, but right now I'm the financial aide to Social Affairs Minister Eli Yishai. He is of the Shas party. We have gone over this. They've been thoroughly blackmailed by Peres and his gang. But neither here nor there, not the time for this. He says, look, what have you got that made the Shabak do what they did yesterday at the university? And I said, you know it was the Shabak? He said, I recognize them. He says, you got hit by the Shabak. They said, what have you got there? And I said, I have proof that Rabin was not murdered by Yigal Amir. And Yaakov says, I want to come and see your proof. So I guess it was the same day or the next day, but it was done very quickly. Yaakov Mor is at my house. And he says, what have you got? And back then I had, I don't know how many documents, a few dozen, but they were good ones. One was the police ballistics report proving Rabin was shot point blank, whereas the government Shamgar Commission had him shot from half a yard's distance. Another was the medical reports, the surgeon's report showing that Rabin's spine was shattered. And then I have the film of the assassination where after the shots, Rabin keeps on walking, proving something terrible happened because if your spine is shattered, you don't have any nerves anymore. You don't go walking. And he reads all this, I'd say 20 minutes. I just sat and smoked and didn't disturb him. And then he turns around to me and puts his index finger to his lips. And then he gets up, and he takes his left hand, and he starts waving me to follow him outside. So we go outside. He doesn't stop till we get to the street, and he says, you think I'm going to talk in your house? You think I'm going to say one word in that house? He said, your documents are authentic. And I said, I know they're authentic. He says, well, maybe you don't know how high this must have gone. And I said, I have a pretty good idea how high it is. And he said, well, I'm going to speak to my minister tomorrow. He'll want to see the documents. Expect a call from his secretary. So it probably the next day, it was all very quick. I get a call from a young lady who's the secretary to the social affairs minister, Eli Yishai, who, by the way, is sitting in the government today, and he'll deny he ever this ever happened. They will lie through their teeth, but it happened all right. And the secretary says to me, the minister would like to meet with you. Very official. Hassan, the minister, and I said, fine. She says, bring the documents, and the minister has asked me to tell you, in exchange for them, we will give you the biggest secret of the Rabin assassination. It's extremely important information that we have. I said, good deal. And by the way, I would have given them the documents with or without that deal. I wanted this thing to come out. But back then, I thought there were honest people in the government who also wanted to come out, and that's not the truth. Neither here nor there. The next day, Yaakov Moore comes by in his lovely air-conditioned car and picks me up, and we go to Jerusalem, to the Knesset. There is a building opposite the Knesset that holds the Social Affairs Ministry, and we go to the minister's office. Now, the secretary tells me to sit in this small office, and I'm sitting there and I can hear a very robust, energetic conversation outside. And then the door opens, and the spokesman for the Shas party, to this day, by the way, and he absolutely denies he ever met me. And the lying that's going on is unbelievable, but he met me. His name is Yitzhak Sudri. He sits down and he says, did you bring the documents? I said, I did. And he said, please give them to me. The minister has authorized me to tell you that everything you hear is factual, and what you're about to hear is probably the biggest secret of the Rabin assassination. It could turn the country upside down. I said, okay, here's the documents. He goes outside, gives it to the secretary. She starts photocopying them. He sits down, and he says they rigged the 1997 elections. Peres won by 2%, and they rigged it so Netanyahu would win. And I said, how do you do that? I was stunned by this. He said what happened was in February of 97, the leadership of the Likud met the leadership of Labor. And don't forget, Peres was the head of Labor back then, and Netanyahu was the head of Likud. And I guess they met in an office, and they said that Likud brought documents. We've been trying to get them. What you have is a small section of what the Likud got. And he was right. Over time, I end up with 2,500 documents, the testimonies of everybody, from police to Shabak agents to citizens, the works I got. But he said the Likud sat down and took out a pile of documents, and they said to Labor outright that if in the election you use the word Yitzhak Rabin, you use his name even once, we're going to release the following documents to the public. And we can only imagine which ones they were, and I had a fair idea. Today I know. Today I know what the documents they were holding said, but Labor agreed to that. Then Likud said, there's going to be a televised debate, and Peres had better lose hands down, or we release these documents. And then finally, they take out the pile, and they said, we're going to win the election, and if we don't, we're releasing all the documents proving that Peres ordered the murder of Yitzhak Rabin, that the Shabak under Carmi Gilon was his accomplice, that his actual murderer was his bodyguard from the Shabak, Yoram Rubin. Everything goes to the public if we lose that election. Now, I listened to this story, and I said, as much as I like you, Mr. Sudri, I can't just publish a thing like this. He said, I'm giving you a phone number. you're going to meet a law student working his PhD in Tel Aviv. His thesis is the rigging of the election, which, by the way, I'm sure he changed. But I phoned him, and I met him as usual. I meet him in the worst cafe in Tel Aviv. There's no one in there. And by the way, this is history where I have met people in, without a doubt, the most unpopular eating establishments in Israel. If anyone wants to know where not to eat in Israel, I know where not to eat. And we sit in a back table, and the place wasn't big enough to have a back table. But he whispers to me about the rigging of the election. And he says, I've got the documents, I know how they did it. And he started to explain how it was done. Chaim Ramon was Minister of the Interior.
Hold that thought, Barry. We're going to a break.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Are the ancient prophecies being fulfilled? Are we living in the end times? Why do the Muslim nations want to destroy Israel, and why is the United States selling sophisticated military weapons to Saudi Arabia and the other Muslim countries? Why is the incidence of UFO sightings increasing, and why is that important? Well, you'll find the answer to those and many other questions in Lynn Marzulli's exciting book, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, because the book discusses the ancient prophecies and the supernatural force that's directing the course of world events today. You can purchase Lynn's book at www.spiraloflife.com. That's spiraloflife.com. And if you read Lynn's book, you'll never look at the world through the same eyes again.
This is George Weikers Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's H-E-A-R-I-T-O-N-L-I-N-E.com.
here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Barry Shamish, and of course he is meeting this young man. He's working on a PhD in Tel Aviv, and he's meeting him in certainly an empty restaurant, and of course the young man, frightened obviously, because he's uncovered the fact that the election that brought Netanyahu to power back in 1997 was actually rigged. So pick up the story there.
Well, I'll just end with him. As exciting as the prospect was of having a story as big as Rabin's assassination, I arranged to meet with him the next day to pick up documentation. He phoned me up, though, in the morning and very quickly said, "I got a phone call last night. I can't see you again. That's it. Good luck. Goodbye." A very scared young man phoned me up, and he was off my team. Now, I still needed. Look, I had no doubt this was all true. I met with a spokesman of a major party. I almost met with Minister Eli Yishai. I met with his financial director. I met with this lawyer who was a good citizen. All these people wanted this story out, but I still lacked proof. But then I got it in the year 2000. I was going to lecture in Beit Shemesh, and I did lecture there, and was a big crowd. On the way there, my car was sabotaged in the middle of the highway. The right tire popped, and the car was driving out of control. I pressed on the brakes, and there were no brakes, and I tried to lift the emergency brakes. There was no emergency brakes. It was quite an evening for me. But where it really counted, at the end of the lecture, I mentioned the meetings I had about this rigged election, and somebody stood up from the audience, and again, the organizer was David Morris. All of this was heard by 100 people. He said, "I was a supervisor at a polling station, and we received instructions to burn votes for Paris. We took the votes outside and we burnt them." He said, "We replaced them with spoiled ballots, but we went and burnt Paris's votes." And, well, that's all I needed. Frankly, that was good enough for me. But there were 144,000 spoiled votes in that election. Now, to give you an idea how many that is, a couple of years afterwards, there was a campaign in Israel by people totally disillusioned with the political system to spoil their votes. And if I'm not mistaken, I played along with that campaign. But only 65,000 votes were officially spoiled. 144,000 votes is like 9% of all the votes were spoiled. Netanyahu won by 34,000 votes. Now here's the big, Israelis know when I say this, I've told this story in Israel 100 times at 100 different lectures. But I said to people, remember, Peres was declared the winner at 9 o'clock in the evening of the elections. The elections were in March of 97. All night long they talked about Peres the winner, but Peres didn't show up for his celebration, his victory gathering in Yad Eliyahu in Tel Aviv, and no one could understand why. This was his moment. But Netanyahu, after midnight, showed out of his very disheartened and unhappy partial gathering in Beit Ha'am in Jerusalem, all smiles. And he said, "Folks, we have till morning. And in the morning, I promise you, I'll be prime minister." How did he know that? He was 2% back, according to all the polls. But then at 2 o'clock in the morning, in Israel it's called the Mapacha, the revolution. No one can explain it. All of a sudden, nobody voted for Peres anymore. And Netanyahu won the election. The election was rigged. They blackmailed Shimon Peres because he murdered Yitzhak Rabin. Now, whatever you may think about the Israeli democracy, this may have been the biggest time, but it was not the only time. The elections are rigged in Israel. But in this particular case, they successfully blackmailed Peres because he murdered the previous prime minister. And, whoop, I hear the music.
You do, and we'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamus to continue with this story, and then, of course, how this applies to what's going on today. And really what happens in the United States, they rig elections here, too. Don't think for one minute they don't. That's why we have the electric voting machines and the hanging chads.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is, of course, Barry Shamus. And before we go on, Barry, I do want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get in touch with you, and, of course, how they can certainly get to your website.
Well, this story I'm telling today is in my book, Save Israel. It's one of the books. The newest is Bye-Bye Gaza. You go to lulu.com. www.lulu.com. It says search. There's a little box that says search. Write my name in it. Chamish. That's Chamish. The website is barrychamish.com. My DVDs are not at Lulu. You have to phone me for them. And the latest is called Take Back Israel, where I offer some solutions that may be too late anyways, but it's worth looking at. and I have the Vatican's newest campaign for Jerusalem. You phone me at 904-501-7605. That's 904-501-7605. Now back to Netanyahu. Netanyahu blackmailed Peres. And Peres is not a person who takes defeat lightly. Anyone who gets in his way is in major, major trouble. In 1998, a year after the elections, the Mossad is captured in Jordan after putting Khaled Mashal, remember, he's the one that Jimmy Carter is flying to Damascus to meet, after just about killing him, somebody squealed on the Mossad, and everyone I knew, without any proof, they just know Peres, said that he was the only one high enough to know about this operation and to sabotage it, which he has done many times in his career, by the way. And as for Netanyahu, he should have told the Israeli people. If he had this kind of information, he should have been honest with the Israeli people. Now, he may not be as slimy as Peres. He's not a murderer, at least not a serial mass murderer like Peres. But nonetheless, as leader of the opposition, he used the material to blackmail himself into the prime minister's office and in democracy. It's a joke to use that term. But in a real democracy, he would have gone to the police and had Peres arrested for murder. And that didn't happen. Now let's look at today's events, where all of this is leading. Condoleezza Rice was in Israel a couple of weeks ago, and she made an amazing statement, which no one paid attention to. I paid attention to it. Someone else who wrote about this paid attention to it, and that's about it. She said that her policy will be to hold back military resupply until Israel needs it. In other words, don't give Israel the arms it needs. That was Henry Kissinger's policy in 73, and Israel just about was destroyed because of it. But in the wake of Rice, the changes that have happened to Israel are simply ghastly. The most serious change, she leaves the country, and Olmert, our brave prime minister, who knows only hyperbole to describe Bush and Rice, removed 50 roadblocks in Israel, 50 of them. And these were all dirt roads, but who cares if you're a terrorist, if you have a bumpy ride? 50 roadblocks were removed. But it's worse. It's much worse. The Jewish residents of Yesha, Judea and Samaria, used to be Gaza, but we know what happened to Gaza. They have armories in case of war, where if the army can't reach them, and by the way, that's a very real possibility that the army won't get to the more isolated settlements, they have weapons to defend themselves until help arrives. The army emptied the armories of Yesha. They emptied them. And now the excuse given was because there have been break-ins. Okay? So what? You add security and there's no more break-ins. Nobody believed that that was the excuse. The excuse was to disarm the settlers, to leave them disarmed in any violent confrontation. They will have their sidearms and that's it. There'll be no stopping an APC or God forbid, a tank. I mean, that's the end of everything if they ever get a hold of tanks. The fact remains that the people of Yesha no longer have their settlement. Well, they're called armories. That's what they're called. They no longer have them. And as for what they think about the excuse, the head of Yesha Security just said the Arabs have brand new weapons. The Americans supply them with the latest of everything. Why would they break in to these armories and get old Uzis and all kinds of rifles that haven't been fired in 10 years. Why would they even do it? The settlements of Israel are now disarmed.
And what they're really doing, of course, leaving these people open to be slaughtered in a similar manner, what they're doing with the Israeli people. Those of you listen regularly know that the government, the military, went around and collected the gas masks from the Israeli people several years ago, promising to refurbish them and give them back. And they've never given them back. And the report came out this last week that, well, maybe in 5 years, by 5 years, they'll be able to get those gas masks. Israel is facing the very real possibility of either a chemical or biological attack within the coming weeks, if not weeks, within months. And how would you feel if you were an Israeli citizen and you knew your government had come in and by force taken away your gas mask and then refused to give it back and is talking about giving it back 5 years from now when you and your family are dead? Why would they be doing that? Well, it's because the people who are leading Israel, just as the people who are leaving the United States, have a different worldview, and they want the people of Israel, many of them, to die. And in a similar manner, I believe that we're being set up in America for similar problems and perhaps even a nuclear war, a nuclear attack, and our leaders are doing everything to avoid having any sort of protection for the public. Oh, they've got their bunkers for the elite, but not for the public. And you have to ask yourself why. Go right ahead, Barry.
Well, there's a new strategy in Israel. They're giving very good advice. In case of a nuclear attack, hold your breath for 5 years. Okay? That's what you have to do. It's very easy once you get used to it. Now, once more, in the wake of Rice, Tzipi Livni, the foreign minister, it has been announced has reached an agreement with Abu Ala, chief negotiator of the PLO, to give the PLO Jerusalem International Airport at Atzeret. We've spoken about this airport before, but I never thought they'd be so stupid as to give the PLO an airport in Jerusalem. Now look, we can look at the innocent side of this. The innocent side, meaning the PLO will have their own way to land planes and passengers will disembark. Or we can look at the very uninnocent side of it, that you can crash those planes anywhere in Jerusalem now. There isn't enough time to intercept them. Not to mention an even worse possibility, somewhere down the line, the PLO gets bombers and they land in Jerusalem airport, and the Jewish neighborhoods are in within 1 minute of being strafed and bombed. You don't give away an airport in your capital. That is insanity. But it happened. They have agreed, according to all press reports, to give away Jerusalem International Airport to the PLO. That all this happened after Rice left Israel. I wish you would find a way to eliminate, you know, maybe impeach her, but just to save Israel, this woman has got to go. Now, let's look at the two little issues that happened this week. Number one, Nachal Oz was a gas station. It supplied Gaza with all its fuel needs. It was attacked. Two truck drivers were viciously murdered, grenades shot multiple times. Well, all I can say is that it's run by Dor Alon, and that company is very big in the States, and it had a refinery fire in Texas a month and a half ago where some people said it was a terrorist act, and I actually think it was a terrorist act. They're the ones supplying Gaza with the fuel, and I have a funny feeling the terror war arrived in Texas. I recommend you go to the internet and look up Dor Energy, D-O-R Energy, Texas Fire, and then Nachal Oz, and you'll see that this war has already started and people don't realize it yet. Another thing the Hamas is doing is they're shooting at Israeli leaders. This week, Yoav Gallant, Major General Yoav Gallant, took a group of diplomats from Canada, the Canadian foreign minister was in the group, and they were shot at, sniper fire. he took him to Sterot and the area around Sterot to show him what the security situation is. They all had to duck for cover. Hamas almost killed a major general, but they've been doing this now for over a month. Ahead of the Shabak, Avi Dichter has been targeted. The first attack was a rocket attack that almost worked. It blew up his neighbor's house. It hit his neighbor's house in Ashkelon. Dichter got off lightly. The next attack was a college in Sderot, Sapir College. Dichter's aide was almost killed. He was moderately wounded. But nonetheless, they were aiming at Dichter. And it gets worse. Olmert visited Ashkelon. While he was there, there was a rocket attack. They're trying to kill the Israeli political leadership. They're aiming for them. And now they, of course, with the pullout from Gaza, they've got the ability to take aim. Snipers can shoot at anyone coming too close to Gaza. Now, how much time do we have left?
We've got about 5.5 minutes.
All right. We'll talk about an issue that is not exactly, not exactly about the United States making life in Israel very bad for Jews and much improved for terrorists, which is what we were just talking about. I sped through it, by the way, there's so much information, but I want to talk about the biggest bomb that ever hit Israel, the 60th anniversary celebrations. You've never seen such a bomb. On May 11th, Israel celebrates its 60th year in existence as a nation. And there was supposed to be a true blue celebration. And after all, there is a reason to celebrate. Against impossible odds, the nation has stood for 60 years. However, the Israeli people don't want to celebrate. Now, it started when a Tel Aviv professor, Ayad from the left, opened a little internet petition asking the government not to spend for this celebration. Number one, a lot of people need the money badly for education. Israel has a terrible, terrible problem with poverty. A third of the people are below the poverty line, which in Israel, I think Uganda's poverty line is probably higher. And they said, don't spend. But there's something bigger than that. 90,000 people signed the petition within a few days. And there's been analysis of what this means, because it didn't come from Yesha, it came from Tel Aviv. And if anyone knows Israel, the difference between Jerusalem and Tel Aviv is the difference between Jupiter and Saturn. They're two different planets. But what it comes down to is the Israelis are so delusioned with their state and with their leadership, and their public morale is so low that they're not prepared to spend for the celebration of Israel's 60th year anniversary. And I want you to know that the money for this anniversary was just released recently, which makes no sense whatsoever. This should have been 10 years in the planning for a genuine state holiday. But that's not what's happening, because the Israeli people are just so depressed with the state of Israel, they don't feel a celebration is in good taste.
Well, what they've done is demoralized the people, and certainly as the, see, you know, the Americans forcing Israel to give up land for peace, and then, of course, the Israeli leaders going right along with that, and then, of course, when you give up land for peace, why, you just get more violence. Certainly the Americans have pressured Israel into taking down a lot of the blockade so that the terrorists can more readily get into their country. They've seen certainly the government use the military to force the settlers out of Gaza. This is all terribly depressing. People are beginning to lose confidence, lose their belief in Israel, aren't they?
Oh, my Lord, yes. Now, if I may return to Khaled Mashal, I'll give an example. He's the one Carter is visiting in Damascus. He's the one Netanyahu almost killed. My friend Adir Zeke, the great Israeli journalist who helped me enormously in the Rabin assassination expose, died. He died of a sudden throat cancer. And I remember something he told me. He said if they could do that to Mashal, they could certainly take me out with ease. He said they've got it set up in such a way that they actually have the antidotes to their own poisons. And he said, I went to Mayo Clinic. They've never seen a cancer develop and spread as fast as the one I had. And he just said, I know they did it to me. And he knew because, believe it or not, the Mashal affair in Jordan was exposed. And it gave him the epiphany that he also was murdered by the same people.
Well, it's sort of like Jack Ruby, you know. As soon as he told the members of the Warren Commission to tell him the truth about why he killed Lee Harvey Oswald, he suddenly developed cancer and was dead within a few weeks. Amazing how rapidly those cancers can spread.
Yeah, medical science.
Right, we're out of time. Our guest has been Barry Shamish. Hope you've enjoyed it. Israel's in real trouble today because of the policies of Washington, D.C. And Washington, D.C. is in real trouble because there's another group that controls our government. We'll be back in just a moment.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory test proving our technology at tryfreshair.com. Safehome. Reduce airborne allergens in up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and hopefully our producer will be getting our special guest, Mr. Steve Waldman, on the line in just a moment. We're going to have a fascinating conversation with Mr. Waldman on his book, Founding Faith. But it's the faith of our founding fathers, and so I will ask Barbara Lee if she would please try to get Mr. Waldman on the line so we can go ahead with this afternoon's program. This is a book, of course, written by a gentleman who's worked within the establishment media for many years. He was an editor-in-chief and president, co-founder of the LifeNet.com, the largest faith and spiritual website. He's previously was the national editor of U.S. News and World Report and a national correspondent for Newsweek, and he's written a number of articles that appeared in many major publications. And I certainly will ask Barbara if she will try to get... we're a little ahead of ourselves. This is the time, of course, when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we certainly do need your help. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us finance what we do, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And then, of course, we want to point out that there are food riots throughout the world. Recently, the World Health and the World Bank have come out and pointed out that the price of food throughout the rest of the world has gone up 83% over the last year. Of course, here in America, they keep insisting our inflation rate is only 2.1%. And then just today they announced, of course, that the inflation for the month of January or February was 1.1%, which if translated for a year would be an inflation rate of 12%, which is what we've been telling you all along. And the difficulty is the government simply lying to the public, saying the inflation is only 2%, 2.1%, so that they do not have to pay the Social Security recipients or the people, of course, with indexed bonds, indexed to inflation bonds, the amount of money they should. In other words, they're simply lying about the rate of inflation. And it's about time you understood that there are very real problems. Inflation is sweeping the world. Inflation is sweeping the United States. And quite possibly by the end of this year, while we may be up to a 15 to 18% inflation in the United States, people say, well, gee, we can't understand why the price of oil is going up. Well, the price of oil is going up because the value of the dollar is going down.